You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Blessed brothers and sisters of our blessed parish and our blessed guests who are visiting us today for the first time. At the beginning of this Advent, we began with a series titled Sleepers Awake. Together, let us stream to the house of bread with truth and joy. Are you there? Are you there? Are we awake? Sleepers awake. Together, let us stream to the house of bread with truth and joy. This theme had four series, and we started with the first series. What time are we in now? And we saw that we are in Noah's time. Noah's time, difficult times. People rejected God except the family of Noah. And remember that first day we said all of us should try to get into that boat. The storms are there. The storms are there today in the church. We are still in Noah's time. People are leaving the church. The crisis in the church. People are bitter with the church. Some are bitter with the clergy. Some are bitter with themselves. We are in difficult times. Some don't care about the faith. Those are the storms. But we were called on that first day to seek refuge in the Ark of Noah. Are we there? Are we in the Ark of Noah now? Yes, the second day we had our tour guide. Who was our tour guide? John the Baptist was our tour guide. And John the Baptist says, in order to make this journey, we cannot live on borrowed fidelity. We must make a decision for the Lord by producing the right fruits. And on the third day, the third Sunday of Advent, we saw our tour guide. Our tour guide already was in doubt. He didn't know where we're going to anymore. He said, "What is going on? I can't figure the way." John the Baptist starts doubting. This is a tour guide leading us, and now he starts doubting whether we have the right address. And so John says to his disciples, "Go and find out from Jesus whether he is the Messiah. Are we going to the right place?" And then Jesus sends the disciples of John back and says, "Tell John what you see. Tell John what you see." There is joy. People's lives are transformed. The lame walk. The blind see. There is joy in the community. There is transformation in the community. That is a sign that the Lord, the Messiah, has come. The Messiah comes when there's a transformation in people's lives. If there is no transformation in people's lives, means the Messiah is not there. And I can see in our parish, there is a lot of transformation going on now. I saw during this week, we had the family promise. There were some homeless in the parish, and you donated a lot of food to support the homeless. This is wonderful. Transformation is taking place. Those who are homeless are fed. People are happy. The blind can see. Those who cannot have food can have food. Let us give ourselves a round of applause for this support. Thank you so much. Thank you. Today we get to part four of our series. We are here today at the Virgin's baby shower. At the Virgin's baby shower. Are we there? Are we there? I'm going to articulate five revelations that took place at the Virgin's baby shower. The first thing that happens at that shower, that baby shower, was that we are told in today's gospel, an angel appeared at the baby shower of the Virgin. An angel appeared. Everybody's wondering, what is going on? We thought we came to the Virgin's baby shower. an angel appears. And announces. God is very intelligent. When it comes to important decisions, God does not rely on human beings. Humanity has failed God. He could not allow such a news to be delivered by a human being, because human being will turn the message upside down, will not speak the truth. He brings but an angel at the virgin's baby shower. Only an angel could deliver that message, not human beings. We have failed the Lord. We have failed God. We are not always reliable. We are not always honest. And God knows that and says, I will send my angel to deliver that message at the virgin's baby shower. Secondly, another revelation which we find at the virgin's baby shower. It says, the angel says, the child to be born is conceived by the Holy Spirit. Oh my God. We thought it was Joseph's child. We came here for Joseph's child. You are telling us that this child is born, is conceived through the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh my God. We are in trouble. Joseph, what is happening to you? What is happening to you? But it means that that child is the child of God. That is God. God. It is not a human child. It is God who is coming through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is the third person in the Trinity. The Son is the Son of God that is to be born through the power of the Holy Spirit. What a wonderful baby shower. Things are happening. Things are happening at the baby shower. That is not all. The third revelation, the name is announced. The angel says, he will be called Emmanuel. Before Emmanuel, what did the angel say? He will be called Jesus. He will be called Jesus. Jesus, which means Yeshua. Yeshua in Hebrew means God is my salvation. That name is so powerful. Again, it's the angel that pronounces that the name to be given to that child should be Jesus, which in Hebrew means Yeshua, which means God is my salvation. Is God your salvation? Is God your salvation? Amen. Let's clap for the Lord then. God is our salvation. He came to save us from sin. We need that son. We need the child. Philippians, Paul, in the letter to the people of Philippi, he says in Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 10, at the name of Jesus, every knee in heaven and on earth will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Amazing. Only at the name, just at the name, not at the presence. Not the presence, eh? We have not come to the presence. So if only at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus will be Lord, what about when he is present with us in the Eucharist? It will be whole, it will be powerful. Only at the name, every knee will bow. But at his presence, what will happen? At his presence, what will happen? If at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord, when he is present, it will be, I don't know how to describe it. It will be awesome. Like Isaiah, who goes into the house of God and has that vision of heaven. He goes prostrate. Holy, holy, you are the Lord. You are the Holy One. That is the experience. That is the experience. The name is so powerful. But that is not all at that baby shower. Not only about the name. We are told that the angels, we're told that that child, the child to be born, was part of God's plan from the beginning of creation. The prophet Isaiah had foretold that years and years and years in the past about this child, that what will happen? A virgin will conceive and give birth to a child, and they will name him
Daniel.
At this time, what do you say? Emmanuel. Not before was Jesus, a nice man. Where the prophecy was a virgin will conceive and bear a child, and they will name him Emmanuel, which means God is among his people. God is among his people. God has taken flesh in humanity. Can you imagine? Heaven has come down to earth. Emmanuel means heaven has come down to earth. God is in physical flesh, physical among us. What an amazing revelation at the virgin's baby shower. He will call Emmanuel. God is with us. He's among his people in the flesh. In the flesh. At the name, every knee will bow, but not in the flesh. It will be awesome. It will be awesome. That is not all. That is not all of Revelation. The last, we are told, my dear Catholics, credo Catholics, Joseph, who received this revelation, we are told at the end of that gospel, what did Joseph do? We are told that he took Mary as his wife and took him to his home. What an amazing description. That Joseph took Mary to his home. My dear brothers and sisters, that phrase is so important. Our Protestants, brothers and sisters, our evangelicals, don't believe in Mary. Don't believe that Mary is the bearer of God. Is the Theotokos, the God-bearer. He's the one who bore God with heaven, who came down from heaven. Protestants don't believe in Mary. And unfortunately, some Catholics attempted to follow the Protestants. They say, Mary has no place. She is the God-bearer. She's the God-bearer. Heaven has come down. She is the God-bearer. Who else can teach us about the child except the woman who bore that child? She is powerful. And that's why Joseph said, Lord, I have heard. Mary, come. I receive you, Mary. You are the mother of God. Catholics, let's not be shy to receive Mary as our mother, as Joseph did. Joseph received Mary as the mother of God because of the privilege that she had. She was preserved from every stain of sin because you're going to house God. To house God. God cannot be in sin. Mary is called the new ark of the covenant, where it is stainless. That is the power of our faith. That is why we are Catholics. We are proud of Mary. Can we today give room in our own hearts, like Joseph did, to Mary? Are we ready to invite Mary into our own homes as Catholics? Or are we shy because the Protestants are condemning us about the Blessed Mother? Can we put our statues of Mary in front of our houses to show that we have embraced Mary as the mother of God, so that the world can see that? Can we call on her, her special intercession, because of our special place as Catholics in our prayer? If we are ready to do that today, like Joseph, I'm calling on all of us at this Mass to say the Hail Mary 3 times together. Let us together, as a sign that we came to the Virgin's baby shower to join Joseph to receive that glorious mother of God, the Theotokos, the God-bearer who bears the Son of God. Let's join as a family and pray that very special prayer of our Blessed Mother, the Hail Mary 3 times. Can we do that together? Hail Mary, full of grace.
Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let's give a hand to our Blessed Mother. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let us now rise up and salute our Blessed Mother with that very special song that all Catholics know or should know. The Salve Regina, on this very special day, when we gather at the Virgin's baby shower, we sing that song of praise to our mother, who is the Theotokos, the God-bearer.
It's 685 in the hymnal, if you'd like to read along. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita dulcedo, et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus, exules filii Eve. A te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in ac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos ad nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.